And Marv's Notebook for August 20th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. This morning I went for a haircut. The particular place I go to is in Kakaako, and it's gone through some fairly significant changes in the last, I would say, 5 years or so. I remember way back when, before podcasting started, and before all the development started happening, I was working on the University of Hawaii Medical School in Kakaako. I remember at the time, this was the first really big development down there, at least on the state level. None of this, the current development is all residential and commercial and retail projects. A lot of luxury condos are going up. But before all of that could happen, I remember our project for the medical school was just on the edge of a street where a lot of the major infrastructure development was going on. In particular, they were installing a very large sewer line to carry, I could figure that this being the, not exactly the heart of Honolulu, Kakaako is right in between what would be called downtown Honolulu and Ala Moana. If you've ever been to Oahu, Ala Moana Shopping Center is the largest shopping center in the state. I think it's still the largest open-air shopping center in the United States. So it's one of the very big tourist attractions. And yeah, between downtown Honolulu and Ala Moana, that area that we call Kakaako was mostly industrial and some commercial space, a lot of low-rise development. It was kind of a rundown neighborhood, or at least it hadn't really been gentrified, I guess you could say, like it is now. You got a lot of yuppie money, I'd say, going into the area for all those new condos. But when I was working on this medical school project, they were just installing one segment of the sewer line. And I remember at the time, the phasing on that project was going to be several years before they could actually use that sewer line they were building. It was several miles long, and they only had funding for certain phases of it. And I remember the company I worked for was doing some construction management on the job. Actually, this was a couple of years after the medical school was finished. Our company was doing some construction management on a later portion, later phase of that sewer job. And I think all of this development, I know it had to have come after the sewer line. A lot of the infrastructure in the area really wasn't suited for high-rise development or high density or anything. All of the water lines and sewer lines were inadequate, probably the power as well. But I know from my experience in the construction industry that the sewer lines always take the longest. They're always the most expensive, in part because sewer lines have to be dug deeper than any other utility system. They're all gravity flow, and they're also bigger pipes because, well, water lines are under pressure. You can get away with relatively small pipes that are under pressure, but sewer, since it's all gravity fed, has to be dug deeper, has to be bigger pipes, therefore everything has to be more expensive. And that's always the most expensive part of the infrastructure, unless you're counting, you know, the actual developing the land itself. But this particular part of Honolulu, it's I'm pretty sure it was always used for something all the way back to ancient Hawaiian times. But anyway, the development going on now, it's kind of staggering, because I don't go into Kakaako very often anymore, maybe a few times a year. Whereas when podcasting first started, particularly when Twitter first started, there used to be a lot of tweet-ups and meet-ups that used to happen in Kakaako. This was right at the early stages of the redevelopment, when the developers were trying to attract a lot of attention to the area, because they were trying to get people interested, or at least put Kakaako back on the public mindset. That, you know, the area is being cleaned up, being redeveloped, is going to become attractive. And now, I'm going to say at least 5 years later, seeing all the fruits of their labors being borne out now. It's kind of amazing that I've been around to see such a dramatic transformation. I wouldn't say this is a place that I associate with my childhood, but I do have fond memories of earlier days of it now, and seeing all of that being replaced, it's kind of a, I don't know, bittersweet. The most bittersweet part is that now you cannot find parking, street parking in the area at all. Today's a Sunday, I went down. Normally, Sunday street parking is free everywhere in Honolulu. None of the meters actually require you to pay, in certain exceptions like Waikiki and a couple other areas. But Kakaako, yeah, you can't find street parking on Sunday mornings anymore. That's kind of a loss. And yeah, at $2 an hour for, you know, metered parking, now that's kind of a deterrent for me anyway to ever go down there if I have to. So I don't know what I'm getting at. The point is, yeah, I'm starting to miss some of my old stomping grounds now. But the new places that do open up because of the development, that'll be kind of interesting to see. It just won't be an everyday occurrence for me to go and visit. Anyway, I think that's long enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.